In the new movie Holes, a young boy named Stanley Yelnats is accused of a crime he didn't commit. His mother thinks the truth will save him. His father thinks money will help. But his grandfather believes Stanley's problems are irreversible because the family is cursed.
It's all because of your no-good, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing great-great-grandfather.
There's no curse on this family.
There is on the men in this family.
If only the woodpecker sighed.
Please don't sing that song.
The bark on the tree was as soft as the sky.
Please don't sing that song. Not on my table.
No, relax. I don't believe in the curse anyways.
We're gonna need a damn good lawyer.
We can't afford a lawyer, Pop.
We don't need a lawyer. Stanley will just tell the truth.
But perhaps because of the curse, Stanley is sent off to a prison camp for young boys in the middle of the desert, where he and his comrades are forced to dig holes every day under the hot sun, supposedly to build character. But there's a hidden agenda, and figuring out what it is part of the delight of the story. The movie is a faithful adaptation of the Newbery Award-winning novel Holes, which has a huge following among kids. Its author, Lewis Sacker, also wrote the screenplay, a completely new experience for him. The challenge, says Sacker, was finding a cinematic way to tell the story which interweaves past and present, magic and realism, and links all the characters together in mysterious and sometimes wondrous ways. After writing a first draft of the screenplay, Sacker met with the director Andrew Davis and the movie's producers. He was amazed by the way they took his story apart and put it back together again.
And they had put every scene on a 3x5 card, and there must have been over 100 scenes, and we put them up on the bulletin board. So we mapped out the whole book, or the whole screenplay rather, on these little 3x5 cards on the wall. And everybody kept coming up with ideas of, you know, this should happen early, and then I'd have to point out, no, this can't happen until after this happens, and this can't happen until after that happens. So it was very complicated. It took 2 days to get it all figured out. And then Andy went through and said, okay, this scene should take 30 seconds, this scene should take a minute, this scene should take a minute and a half. And then I went back and rewrote it.
For Andrew Davis, directing Holes seems like a real departure from his usual films. He's best known for movies like Collateral Damage and Under Siege. But Davis says Holes really wasn't such a stretch.
But this story is something that does relate to me personally and also to my career. You know, I did a film called The Fugitive with Harrison Ford, and that was about an unjustly accused man. And when I read The Holes, it's a story of Stanley Yelnats, an unjustly accused kid. So the audience is immediately grabbed and drawn into some sympathy for this character.
It brings together so many elements of this country, the immigrant element, the tensions between races in this country, and then up to the modern day, these kids who are sort of thrown off to this terrible kind of penal camp in the middle of the desert. It's really a very serious and yet a very funny story.
It is, and I think it's important that kids have a sense of history. You know, that's what we go to school for. You know, everybody in this country came from somewhere else, but we're all immigrants of one sort or another. I grew up in a Serbo-Croatian neighborhood on the south side of Chicago, surrounded by steel mills and the University of Chicago, so you had a great disparity of people living there. And this film has a great disparity of people. Through the story, we're able to follow how we all struggle to be human beings and live together, and that's what's so beautiful about it.
I wondered about casting a film like this, where you've got, it's this very popular book, you've got a lot of kids who've probably invested a lot of their imagination into what these characters look like, you know, who they are. Does that make it harder to cast a film? I mean, are you conscious of the weight of everybody else's imagination on you when you're casting?
No, because the characters are so wonderful in the book, it makes it easier to do that, you know. Sigourney Weaver jumps out as being the warden to me right away.
This where you found it?
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Pendansky, drive X-ray back to camp. Give him double shower tokens and a snack. But first, fill everyone's canteen.
I already filled them.
Excuse me?
I had already filled them when you drove up in the car.
Excuse me? Did I ask you when you last filled them?
No, you didn't, but...
Excuse me. Now, these fine boys have been working hard. Don't you think it just might be possible they have taken a drink since you filled their canteens?
It's possible.
Oh, it's possible, is it? Can you hear the empty spaces?
Yes, I can hear.
Fill it.
The cast in this movie is amazing because the book is so powerful and everybody wanted to be in it. Eartha Kitt is Madame Zeroni, and Shia LaBeouf, who plays Stanley, the lead in the movie, I think is the next Tom Hanks. I was looking for a cross between Tom Hanks, Dustin Hoffman, and Gene Wilder, and I think I found him.
Hey, X, I think I might have found something.
Let me see that.
What do you think?
Looks like an old shotgun shot or something, huh?
No, man, it's too skinny to be a shotgun shell.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's not a shotgun.
Yeah, no, it's not a shotgun shell.
Look at this. You see that little heart? You see that? With the letters in it? Right there?
Yeah.
HKB.
And one thing I wondered about just technically, I was really curious about, you have these big wide shots of the desert surrounding the camp filled with thousands of holes. How did you create that image? It's an amazing image.
Well, we dug actually 450 holes, which sounds like a lot, but it's really a drop in the bucket because the dry lake bed we shot in was huge. And we digitally created about 9,000 more holes. We had to do our calculations. 35 kids digging a hole a day, 7 days a week for X number of years. So that's how many holes you have. We got great aerial shots, and we were able to digitally put in all these holes around us. So you get the feeling that you're living in a sea of insanity.
Yeah. And then the other thing that you had to work with out there were the rather creepy animals, especially the lizards, which play a pretty significant role in this film. What was it like working with those lizards?
Well, Lewis created something called the yellow-spotted lizard, the Texas yellow-spotted lizard, which doesn't exist. And we found an Australian bearded dragon. And it was actually a very friendly species who didn't mind being with other lizards and was very happy to climb all over the kids. So we about 90% of the lizards in the movie are real lizards, which we painted yellow spots on.
You actually painted the spots on them?
They were non-toxic. They went to a lizard spa afterwards to be cleaned. And about 10% of the footage of the lizards in the movie is done digitally, again, based upon our real lizards.
And, you know, that's one thing. If you hadn't done that right, you would have lost the kid audience, I think, if you sort of cheated on the lizards, which you didn't do in the end. But were you aware of that kind of thing? Like, you know, the kids are going to want to, who've read the book, are going to want to know how you're going to do the lizards.
Absolutely. I mean, every single beat in this book is so beloved by the kids that if you change it or you diverged from it, you're in a lot of trouble. We did some changes that I think helped make it a film more than a book, but they were very minor and they just helped the narrative a little bit.
What do you think ultimately then is the appeal of this story? What makes it so appealing both to adults and to kids?
There's mystery and magic and heart. It's a real puzzle piece. You have to pay attention to all the clues that are being laid along the way. And at the end, when it pays off, and you go, aha, now I get how everything relates to each other. And it's both edifying and mystifying.
Andrew Davis is the director of the new movie Holes, which opens this weekend around the country. Thanks so much, Andy.
Nice talking to you.